Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
So, needless to say, there was a lot of talk about the end of the UCF Duke game from the other day.
Yeah. Right?
There was a ton of talk about that. And, you know, did Zion get away with an offensive foul? And I honestly think that the guy is just, he's just so big that the guy bumped him. Or he bumped the guy. It was not a foul per se. There was a little contact, but a little bump.
And the guy went flying. A little bit of embellishment.
And a little embellishment as well. So yeah. People asked, was there a push off on the offensive rebound on the missed free throw that should have then wiped away the go ahead bucket and away that went off? And honestly, that seemed like just it was a soft box out by UCF, took himself out of position. And was there, again, a contact on a box out? There's contact on every box out. That's a part of boxing out, right? So mm-hmm. I didn't think that was a big deal. But there's another one that was brought up, and I hadn't seen this one yet. Delorier was on the other side of the key, boxing out for Duke on the inside spot on the free throw. And the UCF guy boxes him out. And Delorier got away with a blatant hook and hold.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't see this until later on yesterday. I was looking and I saw the still. The rule that they put in place to protect, basically to protect Isaac Haas' injuries from happening again, and it's we've talked so often about how this rule is really arbitrary and really hard to enforce. It's a very arbitrary thing because you have to stop the game and say, no, we think there's a hook and hold. Let's go look at the video. Well, on the replay, if they had gone back to watch the replay of the go-ahead basket for like a clock issue or something when it was over – if they had rewound it to the point and saw this, they would have called a hook and hold. And this is what would have happened. Zion Williamson, this is the free throw. Duke's down a point. The offensive rebound that Duke gets waved off. UCF goes to the line to shoot two free throws. And, oh, yeah, they get the ball with, what, 10 seconds left in the game?
Something like that.
So now the question becomes, does UCF make both free throws? And when they get the ball inbounds, do they make another free – like, out of the four potential free throws coming their way based on the two from the hook and hold and the two that they're going to get from being fouled when they inbound the ball with 10 seconds to go, do they make three or four of those free throws and more than likely ice the game and actually win the game? Because I heard people wringing their hands about the Zion Williamson offensive. I thought that was a good no call. On the push off on the box out, I thought that was a good no call. This one, based on the way they wrote the rule.
Yeah.
I don't actually love the rule. I understand why they put it in place to protect arms. I don't think that the rule should require replays and all that. But they wrote the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning they put it in place, meaning they should enforce it. And, I mean, I have Duke in my main bracket, you know, the bracket that if I had entered any pools for, you know, seriously entered pools, the bracket that I would have used would have Duke winning it all. Now, if I go back, and maybe we'll do this top of the hour, I go back and repick the moving forward through the bracket. I wouldn't pick Duke to win it based on my overreaction of what I've seen out of Duke for, you know, in the last, especially in the last game, but they shouldn't even be playing.
I will say that.
Maybe. Because you never know really what's going to happen at the free throw line.
Yeah.
But the end of the game should have played out differently because that is one where they wrote a new rule. They said to enforce this new rule in a very specific way, and they did not enforce this rule. And now in the end, I don't really care. Like, do I like Duke? No, but I mean, it's, you know, it's not my game.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm on the same boat with you as far as being a non Duke fan, but I will say I think UCF did get away with a lucky call as well too on what probably should have been a shot clock violation.
That's true. No, and there were a couple of missed calls here and there. And the fact is,
but yeah, regardless though, the hook and hold, that is something that
they should have called it.
It's as blatant as it could be.
There's certain things that they should never miss. Shot clock violations should never get missed. Out of bounds should never get missed. And those two in particular, I mean, I'm sure a couple others that should never get missed because your foot is on the line or it's not. The balls, and I understand if something's really close to a shot clock violation, then you have to go to the replay monitor. And if it's really close, I understand that things can be, but the UCF won the ball. I mean, they blew it on the court, and maybe if that was the replay showed how really close it actually was. But
yeah.
I'm curious what the reaction would have been if they actually did call the hook and hold. And how bonkers people would have gone in that scenario, too, because that wouldn't have been a whole lot like wouldn't have made people a whole lot better. Oh, you called it. You got it right. But what a stupid rule. And I can't believe you took over the game at this moment in time. But the fact is that by not calling the rule the way it was written and the way they were told to call it and to enforce it being called, they did impact the end of the game. That's why I hate the ref swallow whistles at the end of the game, because they want the players to decide it. Well, if a player commits a foul, that's deciding it, right? If you – so anyway, I saw that, and it's – I had not seen that part of the replay, because after the game was over, I move on to the next game, and you know, you just keep watching games, and I had not really paid a whole lot of attention to that specific part of it. But that, the stills really show you that that's the blown call. It wasn't a couple of the other ones that people were questioning leading up to Williamson going to the line, or the putback and the rebound and the go ahead shot. It, what they should have been discussing was that. So anyway, thought I'd bring that up, and because I'm gonna guess that those guys now got downgraded because they blew that call at the end of the game, and we'll see who advances out of the 49 or 50 officials that participated in rounds one or two. Next hour, the Michigan Insider is coming up on the side of the break here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.